Because I don't do crimes via Facebook.
Jesus.
And I don't do crimes.
Good evening. Welcome back to Boomerex Tonight, your nearly daily source for news and politics. Let me introduce our boomer, Mr. Rex.
Good evening.
Asshole millennial.
You notice I was good.
Don't do the hand thing.
I was going to give you the 10 seconds.
And I am Risen Lady Heathen, a female millennial. They both eat, sleep, and breathe politics while I'm still learning.
You learned about taxes today.
We will give you the facts and each of our three perspectives from our literal round table. Let's dig right into our headlines.
Even our computer's on a round table.
Yes, tonight I do have a bunch of tax, the beginning of the American tax system. So that'll be interesting. It was a little dry reading, but once I got into it, it actually was pretty interesting.
Yeah. So you there, policy cat, skip to the end.
Yeah. Don't skip to the end. All right,
don't
so we got an exciting headline here. Of course, it's Florida.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is
the
outrageous.
Fuck happened now. I really have nothing for Florida there.
You gotta love it. All right.
Wait. Okay. Carry on. Now I'm just making noises.
A guy with a Sonic the Hedgehog mask.
Okay.
And a hammer.
So I heard about part.
Tried to hold up a bank.
So I didn't
he didn't this. Succeed.
No. What the fuck, man?
He had a hammer.
Okay, the second teller is going to do what you tell him. I don't hit each other with the hammers.
Yeah.
But,
so anyway, yeah. He ran away.
No, I knew a nitwit that robbed a bank with nothing. Just like, give me some money. And they're like, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
You're dumb. Right. Here's not a lot of money.
That's ridiculous. Anyhow, so he ran away and got away.
Nice.
I mean,
with nothing, but
getting away is worth something a lot. Yeah, no, God, fuck it.
Would be easy to find.
Was he in a costume or just a man?
What part of Florida?
He was in a costume.
Don't say Daytona.
Because I was like, if it's just a mask, that's easy enough to just take off and throw in the trash.
D-Land County.
Okay, I don't know it, but I'm not surprised. Sure, whatever. Yeah. You just throw in 9 more vowels and I'll believe you. It's fucking Florida. Yeah.
Anyway, so and they hunted for him with a helicopter and couldn't find him.
Helicopters are garbage.
So anyway, it's a perfect Florida man story.
Yeah.
Okay, Florida man has an innate advantage against helicopters. Because one, as soon as he ditches the mask and other things, he's going to look like every other Florida man.
With a black hoodie.
Yeah. So, nah, just, God damn it.
Yeah, love it.
And good job getting away. Don't do crimes.
No, but it's funnier that he got away.
And it's America.
And a Sonic the Hedgehog mask? Come on.
America invented the fucking
anti-hero. At least that's creative.
All right.
Who did the man in the,
The Nixon mask?
No, that's Point Break. Count of Monte Cristo.
No idea. I'm just lost.
It's the first real version of the anti-hero I can think of.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's talk about crazier and crazier QAnon in Texas.
So anyway, the QAnoners are still there in Texas.
Oh, God.
Waiting for John F. Kennedy to return
from the
dead.
They've been there since November.
So,
and, yeah, I am brilliant.
What?
It is Dumas.
Okay.
That's who I thought it was. I know I didn't say it, so I don't get credit. Just good job, brain. You remembered the right thing one time.
All right. So anyway, they're out there drinking their little cocktails of chlorine dioxide or whatever it is and so forth and so on.
Slowly killing themselves? Sure.
Apparently.
No, but do you have the sad part?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, a woman has gradually become more and more involved in that movement.
It's become our social peer group.
And her family, on December the 2nd, obtained
an
emergency guardianship order, and they could put her in an institution to see if somebody could fix her.
Good.
So weeks later, she left the facility. She sent a letter to her family that basically said this was greater than her, and, you know, waiting for JFK.
And them. Yeah. She didn't say it, but that's the takeaway.
Yeah. And she's saying JFK Jr., so I'm not sure which one they're...
They don't know, and the leader of this garbage was talking to his people and berating them and claiming he was in another chat, a cooler chat, with all these celebrities who'd fake their own death, which sparked his followers to guess randomly at dead celebrities they'd like to see again. Monroe, Marilyn Monroe was the crowd favorite.
Okay. Of course.
So, no, he's getting more dictatorial from reports, right? And this isn't a human eye watch, because sooner or later we're going to find these people all in one spot, all of them gone to the mothership or whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Anyway, so she sent her family a letter, which ended, "I can't go back. I can't live in the past. Thank you so much for the years we shared. It was full of many wonderful memories that I will always treasure." Can you imagine losing a family member to this shit?
I would hang a jury for someone
who I would put make their family it my life's purpose to destroy these people.
Yeah, no, this is some shit that would cause some vendetta.
Okay.
Like, this is the kind of, like, and that's probably the horrible part about this, because the leader of this is estranged from the rest of his family, obviously, because...
Oh, yeah, because she filed charges against him for wrongful imprisonment in the state of Washington.
Agreed.
What did I say, wrongful imprisonment? Wrongful imprisonment.
Yeah. I mean, I went on a whole little, like, home improvement thing, and,
bite me.
He's going to give her fucking erector set arms.
Come on, you got to cut me some slack, right?
And that's the tragic thing about this is because to Rizzi's point of if someone like this took a member of my family, I'd probably take it out on them and then their family. Like, don't do crimes. Don't fucking take things out on each other, the internet.
But recognize that it is possible to make people mad enough. They will hurt you.
Lawsuits aren't the worst thing that would happen. Again, let me go back to my sane point of if I was on the jury for someone who simply kidnapped an adult-ass family member, like, you live in a cage in the garage because obviously you can't go to the system with this because, yes, they're over 18. They're allowed to do whatever they want, and some of the turtles aren't going to make it to the sea. And there's no, like, articulate, please, the compelling state interest in this. Like, this is one of those horrible times where I can see and agree with the limitations the system has.
Yes.
That doesn't mean fucking Becky doesn't go in a cage in the garage. Like.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, you're really crazy, and we can talk about it. And, like, you can't leave them in the garage. Like, you got to be nice about it. You got to.
Yeah.
This needs to look a lot like cult deprogramming, but.
Get them one of those, like, leashes for kids. Take them out for walks.
Oh, my God.
You show me
don't how get you get off the blanket.
You show me 4 minutes of you working through it with them. I'm probably not going to vote to convict.
Yeah.
Because, again, like, I accept and acknowledge and agree with the system's limitations here, because...
Right. You can't have people kidnapping their family members. Uh-huh.
Not under color of authority.
Right.
Under international law of fuck you, and I brought more monkeys. Like, I don't know how many people it was going to take to throw me in a cage, but I know how many they brought. So, if you can make that math work out... This would make me... No, this is... I can't imagine...
It's disgusting, and it's sad, and it's hateful, and it's...
You're going to end up with a bunch of sad humans dead as shit.
Seriously, give me money. I'll go get your family members back. Do whatever you want to when I get them there. But...
This is what you all felt like the other night when I was openly advocating we should just kill Nazis out of hand. Just summary execution, motherfucker. You wearing a swastika? Play them. Don't fucking... Damn it. Again, you can't do a summary execution. You have no color of authority. Fair. Or me.
Let's move on from this because it's just too fucking...
Yeah, no, it's too tragic. Yeah, like, all of my answers are kinetic. Like, I don't understand.
So tell me about prisoners getting shipments via drones. That's
exciting. We've been talking about, drones are going to take over the market, so... Anyway,
it's the only peace dividend anyone's babbled about for the global war on nonsense.
So prisoners at the Lee Correctional Institution, they've just been ordering shit. It's in South Carolina, right?
Alabama has thorns. I have a whole ass 3x5 card on Alabama prisons when they had swords show up one day.
Yeah. So anyway,
they were
they just order stuff and the drones drop it off and, So cell phones, drugs, candy, okay. chargers.
So they're not like in the place where like Amazon is delivering. It's better.
Amazon doesn't do drone delivery yet.
I tried doing it in some
major cities.
I know, but there is no tail here to chase. Right? The drone exists for minutes at a time and will fit in any civilian vehicle.
They've been making arrests and stuff, but I suspect most of them were inside the wire, recovering the whatever it was that was delivered.
You caught an inmate with contraband. They have now committed a felony.
Candy, cash, drugs, phones, and weapons. Yep, wonderful.
Yeah, no, I... So,
great, great, great new use for drones.
Well, apparently not great because people are getting caught.
There's no way you're gonna.
You have no idea what percentage of the people you're catching.
We were watching that show where they like send people inside the prisons to see what it's like, or 60 days in or whatever.
Yeah,
90 days in or whatever. Anyway, there was this one jail somewhere here in Arizona where like they were getting everything.
Yeah.
And
that's
the one guy who figured out how they were doing it and went and told them, they kicked him out of the program.
Oh my God.
I was like, holy shit, guys, he had the information you exactly wanted. He gave it to you and you told him, like, they wouldn't even listen to him. Right. Like, they're just like, nope, you're off the show because like you exposed yourself or whatever. And he's like, but I have the information you sent me in to get, dum-dums. And I was like, ooh, they know all about how this is happening, and they don't care.
So anyway, it was crazy. Violence over the contraband, you know, is a thing.
Yep.
But worse, in an incident in 2010, a gang member used a smuggled cell phone to order a hit against the head of the contraband unit, who was later shot 6 times at his home.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We had careers in this country, and...
Yeah.
No, that's the biggest problem for the war on drugs, was we never acknowledged the fact that here's the thing that took the place of all the heavy industry we gave up because it was environmentally gross or whatever.
We know the war on drugs was total bullshit from the get-go. It was never intended to do anything they claimed it was intended to do.
But the war on drugs was incidental. This reality had already existed post-Tough on Crime.
Yeah.
So this was the 70s. We hadn't even begun to dream about that marijuana might make women, white women sleep with Negro musicians.
Which is what the
American Drug Czar said. This isn't me being...
Okay.
What was that movie?
Reefer Madness.
It is so good.
Were they still playing that when you were...
You have to watch...
We had to go out and find it.
Yeah, you have to watch...
They had abandoned that. They went with Dare, which was still lying about all the things.
Right.
Oh my God, that was my favorite, to go home to my mom and be like, do you know what I learned in Dare? How to do drugs. Yeah. They might as well have junkies come in, tie themselves off, and say, now kids,
and you show you this, how you do
you
it.
You want this one right here. This is a
and
vein you want to go
same
for.
Vein all the
and
time.
You put it right in. Make sure you use an alcohol swab. You don't want to get those infections. It's not good. Always use a fresh needle, kids. Always use a fresh needle.
Yeah.
But like, it was ridiculous. We were learning how to do the drugs, and we didn't care.
No, like, and that was that.
Whatever.
Much
like,
more
up.
The face.
Well, I saw Reefer Madness in a classroom.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
That's hysterical.
How angry were you that there are no things that let you blow different color smoke?
I know.
You have to watch the Riff Tracks version of it.
Oh, okay.
You absolutely have to.
Okay.
It is fucking priceless.
Do you have it?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Fine.
Like,
so I will get to watch it. That's great.
No, just I. This is
you know what it's about damn time to do?
What's that?
It's about damn time to move on.
Boomer Rex is about damn time. Let's
what are we
go.
Moving on to?
Boomer Rex is about damn time.
No, but what's it? What?
Former Vice President Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Defied former President Donald Trump on Friday. And reiterated that he did not have the power to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
Seriously, less than an hour and someone wildly
he says the presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone.
Nah.
And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election. Okay, so that's Pence today.
Yeah.
Okay.
6 months from now is going to be hiding.
I've got $5 that says in less than 2 months, he will be at Mar-a-Lago back on his knees, earning his Mar-a-Lago knee pads.
So. Eh. I don't think so.
I do.
I'm not anti-blowjob, though. I have no problem with knee pads, but
yeah. Anyway,
like, I'm quite pro blowjob, but Mike Pence is going to turtle back up because Mike Pence is going to realize that he now has a choice. He's probably not going to be vice president the second time since the evangelical community has delivered itself unto.
Well, Trumpers hate him now.
Well, yeah, no, exactly. He was useful in 2020 because he would be the shibboleth to the evangelical community.
Yeah.
And now he serves no purpose.
Well, and supposedly he was supposed to be the voice of reason with Trump.
Yeah. There isn't one of those.
Obviously not. But my point is that was the
argument. Yeah, that's what people who needed an excuse to do what they wanted to do anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't worry about their denial. Yeah. No, I agree with your point, but it was obvious from the beginning that wasn't going to be how this went down.
Yeah.
And that Trump was going to take the evangelicals with him when he left.
Yeah.
Like, Mike Pence is going to end up being a guy that used to host a radio show and was a governor of a state that no one fucking cares about.
Right. So, bye, Mike Pence.
All right.
Hope you had fun.
Tell me about the dumbass of the day.
That wasn't Sonic the Hedgehog? Right.
Dumbass du jour, what?
That wasn't Sonic the Hedgehog?
No. He was the comedy for the day.
Fair.
I'm trying to do comic relief.
Right. Hey.
Okay. So anyway, an infamous pro-Trump pastor held a book burning this week. Oh
my God.
So Mount Juliet pastor and pro-Trump conspiracy theorist Greg Locke decided to turn it up a notch by organizing an old-fashioned book burning.
Of old-fashioned books?
Yep. So anyway, the books included, you know, millennial staples like Harry Potter and, you know, hits from...
This is what I'm terrified about.
Did they literally burn them or just...
They literally like had a fire.
Oh, so like, they burned
them. I would have said it was a good old fashioned.
They burned their own books?
Yeah.
That they paid
like,
for?
This is like when they burned the Yeti.
Yeah, I thought about that too.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They had to buy the books.
Good job, guys.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, job. Burn your Nike.
You showed us. Do it again.
Yeah.
Show us how much you mean it.
You
could burn your car if it was made in a union shop.
Yeah.
Now, if you told me they went into a library and we're taking books and burning them,
that's
a totally different discussion, and I would totally... there would be issues.
Yeah, there would be issues.
There would be issues.
I think that happens on the night of the long, pokey thing.
So, to give you a feel for what kind of guy he is, he once told a Dunkin' Donut employee to try and make him wear a mask. I'm going to kick your teeth down, you dope.
You come behind the counter, you're going to die.
So apparently he really likes Marjorie Taylor Greene.
If you hunt around, you can find an hour and 30-minute video of what I would have called a good old-fashioned tent revival, except the tent only held him and the idiots he brought with him. So anyway, and the rest of them were standing out in the weather.
All right.
In front of the fire where they burned all the books.
Oh, yeah. I take it back. I am fucking thunderstruck. The Berlin book burning was 33. I'd assume they were much more in charge.
No.
Yeah, no, the push and other thing. Like, I know where history is going from there.
Yeah.
And they had the World War II vets thing fucks up the accounting.
Yeah.
Because they hadn't, like, I'm not trying to say everyone else didn't have as hard a war, but they had the, like, most brutals of modern war.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, right, literally, I'd rather go to any randomly selected firefight in history than anything 1918, between 1911 and 1918.
Yeah.
So what was the point of them burning their own books that they spent money on? Like, was
they were driving the
devil out? Well, it's because they're satanic and they preach witchcraft.
Yep, so that's why there was a lot of Harry Potter in it. It's the standard reason.
They do understand that fiction isn't real, right?
They think the Bible is real.
No, they don't. And
they think
they have
any holy text anywhere
they
should
are
be filed
real,
under fiction.
Just checking.
There's no ability to discriminate between the real world
they do understand
and their fictitious
people,
universe.
Okay, I just need to know that they understand that people aren't actually getting Hogwarts letters in the mail. Like, that's not happening.
Oh, they understand that.
Do they understand? Okay, cool. I just...
It just leads you into satanic cults.
I just needed to make sure.
Dude, if there is a Hogwarts out there somewhere, send me my letter, motherfuckers.
Yeah, fucking A, we really are as well past 14 or 12.
Whatever.
No, but I want to look more at the framing the Democrats as fucking Hogwarts, because they're absolutely incapable of doing anything defensive.
Yeah.
Like, and like, Hogwarts was really bad at all the security questions.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's true.
He's also urged children to fail history.
Yeah,
because it's part of an Islamic invasion.
Wait, which is what the fuck does history have to do with Islam?
So it's all.
I'm sorry. Are you asking me to make sense out of one of their little
God botherers?
It's the only way my brain works. Like, I don't go off of illogic.
Perhaps if you put on
need to make sense.
No, if you put on a tinfoil hat, you'll understand.
You absolutely.
Fuck it. I'm going to get to tinfoil.
No, it's entirely about creating a center of gravity and pointing to the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I didn't want to waste the tinfoil.
Right, these
really
are the
ones who are preaching it don't believe any of this shit. Yeah. They're just trying to fire up a crowd and get them pointed at the people they don't like. It just becomes
and a litany. I just can't.
It's what evangelical Christianity has become.
I just can't follow the insanity. I just can't.
All religions everywhere have always been a scam.
No,
but
I was raised on the logic and reason.
Yeah.
And if you can explain to me logically why you believe a thing, I'm willing to have a discussion with you about it. If you're just saying dumb shit and doing dumb shit, I'm just like, I really want to understand you so that I can have this discussion in a way that maybe you'll understand what I'm trying to say. But you were like the lack of logic.
So you come from
about a lost cause. Right?
So you come from an awkward place. The Roman Catholic Church actually has rules about what their churches can do politically and how far they're willing to let them go out on
That's
the limb.
That's true. I was raised Roman Catholic.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Protestants have none of that. That's how they end up like this.
Sure.
Right? This guy or whoever's in charge of him is exactly as high as it goes. Like, it's them and then God.
No,
and God's hard to get on the phone for some reason.
As soon as the Roman Catholic faith stopped making
and
sense to
not
me
having hands
and
makes
stopped
it hard
being able to explain things in a way that actually like I could logically be like, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I said fuck it and I bailed.
So no,
wasn't working out.
Yeah.
I got questions, you don't have answers. I'm gonna go find them somewhere else, guys. Have fun.
The reason for these, the extreme events they do, right? Book burnings, which are not exactly popular with mainstream anyone anywhere.
I don't care if you burn your own books.
Yeah. The concept of burning books.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, no,
the reason to do extreme events is to burn out the people who are likely to turn informant later.
Hmm.
Right. David Koresh didn't get to a building on fire and a bunch of dead kids without getting crazy progressively.
Fair.
Right. The same as the lunatic who's waiting for the fucking dead celebrities. Right. It's getting more extreme as you go on, as these tests of faith and other things to drive out the people who would quit.
Fair.
And that's what you have trouble with, because you have no interest in ruling
people.
When
it comes time to pass out the Kool-Aid.
No, I think Risen is actually hardwired to lead humans, not rule them.
Agreed.
Yeah. And that's what
I could aggressively make sense. I want people to understand the reasons why I want to do things a certain way so that if I'm wrong, then I can have that discussion and I can make, okay, no, that makes sense. So let's do somewhere halfway in between because, or hey, your idea is way better than mine. Let's just fucking do that.
Yep. And outside of a damage to a part of the human genetic code, the only reason religion exists is to come up with a new way to mint kings.
Fair.
That's all it is. It's the route to power for people ignoble of birth.
Yeah.
And that's all it's ever been.
Hmm. All right.
So we want to talk about the RNC censoring.
Yes.
Is it Cheney and Kinzinger?
Yes.
Okay. You put a dash, so I was like, huh? I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be him. No, that's fine. I just want to make sure.
Okay.
Let's go.
So anyway, They said this conference must not be sabotaged by Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who had demonstrated with actions and words that they support Democratic efforts to destroy President Trump more than they support winning back. Oh, we'll get to what they really mean.
Exactly. You know the part.
A Republican majority in 2022.
You know the part of this that is my beating little hatred heart.
So this is great, right? So they described him as persecuting people who are participating in legitimate political discourse in their roles on the White House committees. This is so far beyond investigating the violence of January the 6th, and the subpoenas to the alternate electors are just illegitimate. And so the whole point is
just their aim,
they're fine with sacrificing all those pawns who are sitting in prison waiting to be tried for January the 6th.
Right.
But you threaten the white-collar insurrectionists and the Republican Party goes nuts. So, anyway, just gotta love it. But by the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene, all that stuff with your idiot side,
you mean Bitchy McBitcherton?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. That's legitimate political discourse, apparently. So, anyway.
No, but my question is that a word that they just throw around and think it means something? It not being legitimate? What was the word?
Legitimate political discourse.
No. Where was it? Talk.
One, two.
I am saying something.
Two, five, six, helping. Seven. Okay.
I'm going to crumple up this paper and throw it in your stupid face.
That's all right. We're almost done with it. So.
Ah, right. Legitimate. They like to throw that word. It's not legitimate. It's illegitimate. That's the word. They just, anything that they don't like, it's illegitimate. It doesn't count.
But what brought this to a head was the subpoenas for the alternate electors. Because those are the white-collar insurrectionists.
Yeah.
And
we
they
all
have
knew
to
that.
Be protected.
We've been waiting for this information for a while. Yeah.
All the little pawns sitting in prison cells in Washington, D.C., they're just, collateral damage.
No, they don't give a fuck. And you know what, Trump? Trump was like, should I release them? Maybe. Like, he's not going to fucking let anybody out of jail. Yeah. If you guys
he'll pardon all of them.
I don't think he will. I don't think it'll be
January
20th,
2025.
We shall see. Anyway, so update on Omicron. Hospitalizations are trending down in all states except one. Deaths continue to rise because it's a trailing indicator. And meanwhile, in Florida, it is not raining iguanas.
Jesus fuck, I need to cross that off your list every night, don't I?
You're still going to keep me from saying it. That's my signature sign off.
Most nights aren't raining iguanas.
You know what? You want to do a good callback, you wait till the end of the show. So
this was the end of my show.
As I'm
now
getting ready,
talk.
And I'm winding it up, and I'm saying blah, blah, blah. And I go to hit the button, that's when you say, by the way, it's still not raining iguanas in Florida. And that's the funny callback.
And Sonic the Hedgehog is still on the loose.
Yes! Oh, yeah, no, I'm good with all that. But again, like, wait till the end of the show. It's better that way. All right. So, we got a bunch of fucking information for y'all. So, I started digging into, the start of the American tax system.
Because we said the tax system is clearly busted. Let's figure out.
Yeah.
How it got
where
that way.
Where it started, how it was going.
So this is great, because I don't know the history of the tax system. What's going on?
This is going to take us up to, around the 1940s, okay?
Okay, that's good.
Which is about where things start to get weird, but we'll see.
Okay.
So, the start of the American tax system. Let's see, I want to begin with... The first estate tax was enacted in 1797 to fund the U.S. Navy. This tax came and went over the years as needed to fund wars.
Mm.
So the modern estate tax we're familiar with was started in 1916. Okay. So this is a huge span of time.
Yeah.
So after the Revolutionary War, the Constitution... gave Congress, we're going to jump around a little bit because my notes are kind of scattered. So
that's fine.
Bear with me.
I can rearrange them in my head. I'm bright. I'm very bright.
There we go. After the Revolutionary War, the Constitution gave Congress the power to impose taxes and other levies. Each state was expected to collect them and give them to the government, which didn't always happen. these mostly consisted of excise taxes, which are taxes for specific goods or services like alcohol and tobacco. At one point, a direct taxation was tried, which is taxing things a person owns.
Okay.
And that didn't go over well. Yeah, so that just didn't stick. Their shit. So the feds went back to the excise taxes because they're like, oh, this isn't working.
Yeah. You collect those at the point of sale.
Right. So the Civil War made an early version of the modern IRS, the Office of the Commissioner of Internal Revenue.
All right.
So that had started during the Civil War. So in 1861, the first federal income tax, which was 3% tax on income over $800 yearly.
Okay.
And then in 1862... the Internal Revenue Act imposed a 3% tax between $600 and $10,000 yearly income and a 5% rate on those over $10,000.
Okay, so that's even then a progressive, but it's a progressive tax rate.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
So that was when they first started the progressive.
And that was when? That was like 1862.
Cool. And that was the Internal Revenue Act, so right. That you can look up. It also exempted businesses worth less than $600.
Okay.
From value added and receipt taxes.
Okay.
Also, sin excise taxes were added with the intention to hit products purchased by the affluent harder, so that way the richer people were paying a fair share in comparison to their poorer counterparts, right? So modern corporate income taxes started in 1909.
Okay.
So while modern income taxes began in 1913, So the corporate taxes, the ones that we have today, started first.
Okay.
And then in 1913, we have the regular modern income tax that we all pay. So in the 1920s to the 1930s, many taxes that we have today were enacted.
Okay.
So this was when the real, you know, taxing began.
Yeah.
So in 1924, they added the gift tax. In 1921, West Virginia made a sales tax. In 1933, 11 more states also added a sales tax. And by 1940, 18 more states had followed. In 1935, as we discussed the other night, Franklin Roosevelt made the Social Security Act. And collection didn't start until 1937, but no benefits were paid until 1940. So it gave them a bit of a headway.
Yeah.
So alternative minimum tax didn't start until 1978.
Yeah.
And its intent was to make sure that all taxpayers paid their share.
Yeah.
That was its purpose. It obviously is not working anymore. In 1913, if you made $0 to $20,000, you paid 1% tax.
Okay.
If you made $20,000 to $50,000, you paid 2% tax.
Okay.
If you made $50,000 to $75,000, you paid a 3% tax. You see where this is going?
Yeah.
$75,000 to $100,000, you paid a 4% tax.
All right.
5% for $100,000 to $250,000.
Okay.
6% for $250,000 to $500,000.
Yeah.
And 7% for the $500,000
plus. All right.
I actually like that tax bracket. Sounds fucking good to me.
Whoa, yeah. You said $20,000 was the top of the first bracket?
Yes.
That's $395,000 today. This was always supposed to be a tax on the kids who were doing well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the capital gains tax that we know was 1936 to 1939. Oh, wait. Did I put that down wrong? Okay. So I think I put the capital gains taxes in the wrong place. But the capital gains taxes started in 1913. I wrote it down weird, so I apologize. But in 1936 to 1939, we had a dividend taxes.
Okay.
And then they got rid of them for a while, but then they brought them back, and we still have them today.
Yep.
They brought them back in 1954.
It's just treated as income.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's all of those tax numbers, you know, and
I love it.
I will point out, I think we should treat it as gravy after the median income.
Well, the funny thing is that when we're talking in 1861, the first federal income tax, that was a union thing.
Yeah.
So the union did all this. So the union actually had a pretty solid plan for how they, you know, got money for the war and how they were able to, they made the green bills.
Yeah.
And it was actual solid money. When you go down south, the Confederacy, they only were able to put about 5% of taxes. They weren't really collecting taxes down there. So what they did was they'd print money and they'd borrow money.
Yeah.
And the problem is that the more you print money,
the less it's worth.
Eventually becomes worthless, right?
Yeah.
And the other problem is that their paper money was so easily faked that they just end up with like just piles of fake money.
I love it.
And it was just ridiculous.
Now they were going to hope to later pretend it was a revolutionary government and therefore none of these new debts
matter.
Because you all, like, whenever you overthrow your government, you get to like wipe clean all those debts they made. They were sons of bitches.
Right.
But the union paid for 21% of their war effort, which 5% versus 21% with their taxes, you know, by taking money. But they also gave out bonds and stuff, but they backed their bonds, right?
Yeah.
So they had gold to back the bonds, and then they had these green bills, which you could buy a bond with, but if you were getting interest on that bond, the interest on the bond you would get in gold. So they had a solid backing for it, and they used the green bills appropriately. They were hard to fake, blah, blah, blah. So it went a lot better than what the Confederacy was trying to do.
Yeah.
Well, they plan to be a country for more than 10 years.
Right. And this is where we had, so that's where you get 1861, our first real tax plan.
Well, cool.
So just really interesting stuff. So I'm thinking tomorrow I'll do, you know, get us up to the height, which will be easy. Again, this is pretty quick.
Yeah.
The harder part was sorting through it because it is a little dry. But once I got interested in it, I was like, oh, shit, that's pretty interesting. And that the war. And so I'd kind of skip over parts and then I'd be like, wait a minute. And I'd go back and I'd be like, oh, shit, that's interesting.
No, I learned a lot.
Yeah.
But so this is kind of, you know, these are the numbers. You know, numbers don't lie. These are the years that everything happened and blah, blah, blah. So there's your information. You know, easily understandable, I hope. but yeah, so next I want to like hit our peak and then we'll see what the collapse, right? We'll follow down to where we're at today. And
love it.
Yeah, I'd probably even dig up the old numbers we have from when we were looking up you know, the difference between when you were starting out and what we have to deal with
$2
now.
$2 an hour in 68 being $23 an hour now.
Today, that's sort of
$23.80, but...
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
So, anyway.
And it's gonna be even worse now I was using, I think, 2019 and 2020 numbers. So it's 2022 now, so we're going to have whole new numbers. So I might have to redo some of those.
But... And the rich got $11 billion richer.
Mm-hmm. Billion or trillion?
I was thinking it was billion, but they were talking about a small group of the rich.
So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I know it's gone up by 62%.
Yeah,
I would bet trillion, but that's just me being cynical.
Hey, 11 trillion sounds like a lot, and it would have by now made at least one trillionaire.
You would have thought,
because Bezos was for a hot minute. No,
I thought he was. Oh, okay.
Not consistent. I maybe Putin, but I don't think so.
All right.
Fair. 200 billion, 300 billion, that's probably Putin's ceiling.
Yeah.
All right, so Monday we are going to do a short show for you. It'll be called Just the News, because we'll give you guys a bit of a break.
There you go.
And give me a bit of a break.
Yeah, well, that too.
Well, we'll see
about that. It lets us ease our way out of the weekend.
Yeah.
We need all that executive time.
Right, yes, exactly.
So
it took less than 6 hours for Trump to respond.
What did Trump say?
Actually, it was fucking... Whoever wrote it is actually not stupid.
Oops.
So he pointed to the fact that the bipartisan thing that's trying to change the rule that would have let Pence kick it back to the House, and he's drawing that into the whole thing. Look, they're trying to make it so no one can. Okay.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. Well, I agree with one of the Twitter responses, which is, okay, cool, so you just want us to declare 2024 fraudulent now and have Kamala Harris do her thing? Right, and kick it to a house we probably won't control, but
yeah.
I don't think Trump understands that either, so shh.
We'll see.
And we'll see. Yeah, there have been a couple of good court rulings about gerrymandering. Like, there's some...
There's some positive stuff things.
Working its way down that may be helpful.
May help.
Again, get out there and fucking vote.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Vote.
If you live in a state that's working to make that harder, you need to work harder to do it.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Help others.
If you are struggling in any manner whatsoever, get out there and vote.
Absolutely.
So.
And if your state is trying to restrict voting, take somebody else to the polls with you.
Yeah.
Right.
All nicely registered.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And early.
Yeah.
Yeah. At their early, if, I don't care.
No, what I want to see is in the 90s, wasn't it the poll watchers that got them into the
30
consent decree?
Memoriam or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So keep an eye out for poll watchers. Report them to whoever's appropriate.
Yep.
Hey, we can win these cases again, because the problem is the people that are going to show up and actually volunteer for that, the real diehard poll-watching shitheads, cannot...
The more of them we put in prison, the better.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know they're going to say things that make this not partisan, right? Whatever fucking odd collection of round pegs the Supreme Court has made.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
They'll fuck up and make it racist and not partisan.
You got
it. So, we hope y'all enjoy your weekend, okay? And we'll see you back here on Monday. Again, Monday will be a short Just the News. And we love you all. And I hope you're enjoying my Facebook memes. If you are not on our Facebook, which is Boomer Rex Tonight, no spaces, just a capital B at the beginning. I know I need to fix that, but I have to wait because the... Facebook says you can only change your name so many times in 90 days or something. But anyway, so go and follow us so you can see all my fun memes I've been posting. They're a good time. And we'll see you back here Monday night on Boomer Rex Tonight.
Meanwhile, it is not raining